Governor Bill Haslam used his State of the State address last night to take a victory lap of sorts. All those controversial ideas like merit pay and closing government buildings, he says they're finally paying off. The governor got a little bit emotional. He didn't just lay out his agenda for the upcoming year. He also devoted a good portion of his speech to answering critics who've questioned his efforts to re-engineer state government along business lines. Haslam says Tennessee's budget surplus, which has approached $1 billion over the past 17 months, is proof it's worked.
I want you to hear this. The surplus didn't just suddenly materialize.
Haslam urged lawmakers to put the savings to use, especially in education. He proposed putting more than $400 million into K-12, half of it in teachers' salaries. He wants to spend almost as much building and fixing up university campuses. Senate Democratic Caucus Chairman Jeff Yarbrough said the governor can't take all the credit.
You know, I think Tennessee has for a very long time been a well-managed state. And I think that when you combine our state general management philosophy with the economy that we're seeing across the country, that you're going to see a budget surplus.
Yarbrough agrees with spending more on education, but he said the governor should have also laid out plans for roads and to expand Medicaid. Both issues will loom large during the governor's remaining time in office. Haslam choked up as he noted that time is starting to run out. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.